fun.
And you could tell that the pace in the second picked up. We knew going into the second half that being up 2-0 that they were going to come hard, though.
For you, between today and yesterday in the skills competition, the way that Nashville showed up, how impressed have you been with the fans here?
I want to come back every year here. It's, you know, I think it's fun for us to come here and be able to hang out downtown, but the fans here are incredible.
What did it mean to you to see so many kind of youth hockey players in Alliance? I know Lisa, you got to meet with some of them earlier in the weekend.
Yeah, there's a few clinics throughout the week. Everything from start to finish was just really well run, and we were happy that we had an environment like this and fans to play in front of.
Did it mean a lot to be able to inspire a lot of the younger players here to be able to say, you know, that there is a path to play professionally for them?
Yeah, that's part of our mission, and we've kind of been traveling all over the country and whenever we can, trying to get to different areas and inspire that next generation. I know our coach said his little girl now wants to play hockey, so it's pretty cool for us.
You guys set a new attendance record for a professional women's hockey event. What's it like to be a part of this?
I want to check those facts. I don't know, for like league-wise or
is it
proof? Is it for sure? I mean, if that is...
We just regurgitate what we're told.
If it is, that's awesome. I think just to see the support that we've been getting and to be a part of that and hopefully continue to grow that over the years.
Amanda, it's been almost a year since the gold medal game. What's this whirlwind been like this last calendar year?
Yeah, I can't even believe it's been a year. It feels like a few months or something. The opportunities that we've had and that have come from that game are really special, and we're just thankful to be a part of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.